You are about to listen to a very refreshing and powerful message by God's servant, Pastor Vincent Nwensi. We pray that God will use this message to bless you richly and take you to a higher level of victory and breakthrough as you walk with Him in Jesus' name. Here now is your host, Pastor Vincent Nwensi.
I want to look at a very important message. Last week, I told you that the secret of receiving answer from God is practicalizing your faith, putting faith to work. Putting faith to work is the secret of receiving answers from God. But the big question is, how do I develop my faith? So today's message is titled, How to Develop Your Faith. How to Develop Your Faith. Now, every child of God has faith. If you are born again, it took faith for you to get born again. But you see, that faith needs to increase. It needs to grow. People that have strong faith, and there are some people that have weak faith. Now, strong faith will do, or great faith will do great things. And little faith will do little things. Faith is in different sizes. All faith is not the same. You have great faith and you have little faith. Did you understand that? There were some people that Jesus said had great faith. And there were some people he said they had little faith. For instance, if you go to Matthew chapter 8, let's look at it. Matthew chapter 8 from verses 5 to 10. I want to read. It says, And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I said to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said unto them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Jesus said that man had great faith. The centurion had great faith. But if you go to chapter 14, if you look at Matthew chapter 14, verse 31, it says, And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? In that place, he was speaking to Peter. He said that Peter had little faith. So you see, there is great faith and there is little faith. Like I said, great faith will do great things, and little faith will do little things. Now, some people are confused about this because there's a place where Jesus said that if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can uproot a tree. In fact, that is Luke chapter 17, verse 6. It says, And the Lord said, If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamore tree, Be thou plucked by the root, and be thou cast into the sea, and it should obey you. So this can be confusing to some people because Jesus says here that if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can uproot a tree. And yet, in another place, Jesus says some people have great faith, and some people have little faith. If you don't understand what this scripture is saying, you will think that what Jesus is saying is that little faith is all you need. It will solve all your problem. You will be thinking like that. But that's not correct. You need to understand Luke chapter 17 verse 6. Because you might think that what Jesus is saying is that once you have little faith, you can do everything. You might think that that is what he's saying. But that is not what he's saying. What is said that if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can pluck up a tree, you can do a lot of things. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Let me go over that again. Jesus says that if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now, a grain of mustard seed is very small. He says if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. A grain of mustard seed is very small. And Jesus says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can command a tree to be uprooted and it will be done. But Jesus was not talking about the size. He was talking about the nature of a mustard seed, because that seed is very small, but it is very strong. So even though it is very small, but it's very strong. He says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can command a tree to be uprooted and it will be done. But you see, he was not talking about the size of the mustard seed. He was talking about the character of the mustard seed. Even though it is very small, it is very strong. If you take a grain of mustard seed in your hand, you cannot crush it. It is small, but you can't crush it. It's very strong. So Jesus was saying, even though your faith may be small, if it is strong, like a grain of mustard seed, it can do wonders. So there is great faith and there is little faith. There is big faith and there is small faith. Faith is like money. Faith is like money. If you have 50,000 baht in your pocket, you can do a lot more than somebody that has just 5,000 baht. If you have 5,000 baht, you can do more than somebody that has just 500 baht. So, if you develop your faith to be big, you can do a lot more than somebody whose faith is small. You therefore need to know how to develop your faith so that your faith can become strong, so that it will no longer remain small, because the stronger your faith, the more you can do. Now, how many of you want to develop your faith today? Let me see your hand up. You want your faith to be strong? Yes, every believer should desire to have a stronger faith. Now, I want to give you some keys that will help you to develop your faith. The first way of developing your faith is by feeding your faith, by feeding it. If you want your faith to grow, you have to feed your faith. Anything that you feed will grow. There are some of you there, you have an area in your life where you are weak. But you keep feeding that area. So that is why you continue to remain weak. If you keep feeding your weakness will become stronger and stronger. Anything that you feed will grow. So if you want your faith to grow, you need to feed your faith. So how do you feed your faith? The first thing is by studying the Word of God, hearing the Word of God, and meditating on the Word of God. If you want your faith to grow, feed your faith with the Word of God. Now let's look at the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. He said, but Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That means that the Word of God is to your spirit man what food is to your body. The Word of God is to your spirit what food is to your physical body. Just like food helps your physical body to grow, that is how the Word of God helps your spirit to grow. Now I want you to look at 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. He says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that ye may grow thereby. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that ye may grow thereby. It says there that the Word of God will help you to grow. And it's talking about spiritual growth there. When your spirit is growing, your faith also is growing. So the Word of God will help you to grow. The Word of God helps to develop your faith. So as you hear the Word of God, your faith continues to grow. Look at Romans 10:17. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That means that the more you hear the Word of God, the more faith comes to you. So faith is inside the Word of God. As you keep hearing the word of God, as you open your heart to receive the word of God, faith keeps coming to you. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. So when you wake up in the morning, you ought to open the word of God and read. You hear a message and then you buy the tape and you listen again and again, because the more you hear, the more faith will grow in your heart. Just like you feed your body every day with food, every day you ought to feed your spirit with the word of God. You ought to have what we call morning devotion. You wake up in the morning and then you open your Bible and you study, you read, and you allow God's word to enter into your heart. You are developing your faith by so doing. There are some of you there that wake up in the morning, you don't read your Bible. In fact, some of you don't know where to read. You are confused. You just go all over the place. There is no plan for studying the word of God every day. That is why you ought to have a daily devotional guide which helps you to know where to read each day when you wake up. And that is why I prepared a daily devotional guide and put it on our website. It will tell you where to read each and every day. And there will be pastor's comment on the passage that you are reading, just to help you to grow. If you don't want to use the one on our website, then you can get yourself another one. But every day you ought to have a guide that helps you, that takes you into the word of God, so that you can feed your spirit with the word every day, because that is how to develop your faith. Your spirit will starve if you don't feed yourself with the word of God, and your faith will be little if you don't feed your faith with the word of God. That is the reason why some people have been Christians for a long time, but their faith is still very weak, because they do not have any method of feeding themselves every day with the word of God. There are some of you, the only time you hear the word of God is on Sunday when you come to church. But throughout the week, you don't study the word of God. You ought to wake up every day studying the word of God so that you can keep growing day by day. And as you read the word of God, as you listen to messages, then you meditate. That is to say, you ponder on the word. You think about what you are reading. You allow it to enter into your heart. You think it over and over and over again. You allow it to sink into your heart. So you need to meditate on the word. If you put food in your mouth, you have to chew it. The reason you chew the food is so that it can be broken down for your body to be able to digest it. In the same way, when you hear the word of God, you have to take time to just ponder over it, think over it. That is called meditating on the word. It helps your spirit to absorb the word of God. Then another way to feed your faith is by listening to testimonies of what God has done in the life of other people. When you hear what God is doing in the life of other people, you should know that God can do the same thing for you. It will help to build your faith by listening to testimonies. Read testimonies. There are many testimonies in the Bible. So look at how God worked in the life of people. It will help to build your faith, because what God has done for one person, He is willing to do for another person. Then another way of feeding your faith is by taking time to think over what God has done in your life in time past. So you need to take time to ponder over your own testimonies. There are several of you there for whom God has done many things in the past. In fact, some of you there can testify that you have been in situations which you thought you were never going to be able to come out of, but God brought you out of those situations. That's a testimony in your life. Some of you have been in trouble. You have been in trouble, you thought you were not going to be able to come out, and then you prayed and God brought you out of those troubles. That's a testimony in your life. When you take time to think about what God has done in your life in time past, it will help to strengthen your faith. But what happens again and again is that a lot of believers quickly forget what God has done for them in the past. And so when they face new challenges, they begin to behave as though God has never done anything in their life before. It's not a wise thing to forget what God has done in your life in time past. You need to take time to recycle those testimonies in your heart. Think about them again and again and again. I was in this kind of situation years ago and God helped me. I was in that situation and God helped me. I was in that situation and God helped me. The God that helped me before is still the same God today. He is able to help me again. Amen. There are some of you there that can testify that your being in Thailand is a testimony, because it's like it will never happen. But now you are there in Bangkok today, and that's a testimony. The same God that opened that door for you is still alive. So you need to take time to think of what God has done in your life before. And that will help to strengthen your faith for new challenges. It's very, very important. Your own personal testimony will help to build your faith. It will help to feed your faith. So take time to think over the testimonies of what God has done in your life in time past. I want us to look at 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17, 33 to 37. I want somebody to read for me.
And he says, "And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against the Philistines to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." But the verse says, "And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and here came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock." And the Bible says, "And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth, and made him a rule against me. I caught him by the beard, and smote him, and slew him." 36. So I servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised minister shall be as one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. 37. David answered, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hands of this minister." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with
thee." Amen. You see, David remembered what God did in his life previously. Because of Goliath, everybody was panicking. But David said, "Let no man's heart fail him. I will go against this giant." And King Saul said to him, "You cannot go against him. He has been fighting since he was a young man. You are just a small boy." David said, "Now listen to me. I have testimonies in my life. I remember one time I was keeping my father's sheep, and a lion came and took one of the sheep. I went after the lion, and I took the sheep out of the mouth of the lion. And when the lion came against me, I killed the lion. Another day I was keeping my father's sheep, and a bear came and took one of the sheep, and I went after the bear. And when the bear came up against me, I killed the bear." He said, the same God that delivered me from the hands of the lion and from the hands of the bear, he would deliver me from the hands of this Philistine. You see, when you remember what God has delivered you from before, and you remember it now, it will help to build up your faith for new challenges. One of the mistakes that the children of Israel made was that they were quick to forget the testimonies of the past. God did mighty miracles to deliver them from the hands of Pharaoh in Egypt. God did a big miracle to part the Red Sea so that they could pass. God did a big miracle to send food from heaven. God did mighty miracles for them. But the day they went to spy the promised land, they saw giants and they forgot what God has done for them previously. And they said they could not go into the promised land. There are some of you there, you are frightened again and again about something. Let me ask you, what are you afraid of? Take a look at your life. Can't you see what God has done before? Why don't you believe that that same God that did that miracle at that time can still do another one? Look at where you are today. And see where you used to be. God brought you to where you are today. Why don't you believe that the same God that brought you all the way from the negative past to where you are right now, that same God is able to help you to conquer the challenges that you are facing today? We serve a God who doesn't grow old. We serve a God who doesn't grow weak. So what he has done before, he is able to do again. So instead of panicking and fearing, just feed your faith. Tell yourself, "God has been good to me. I remember I was in that trouble, he helped me. I remember I was in that condition, he helped me. That same God is the one I'm going to trust. He is able to help me. I don't care what is facing me. My God is alive. And with God on my side, I am going to overcome." There's a mistake that a lot of God's people make. When they face new challenges, they begin to look at how big the challenge is. They begin to look at how fearful the challenge is. And they forget how big their God is. They forget the wonders of what God has done for them in the past. And they keep thinking about the problem that they are seeing. They keep thinking about the threat that they are seeing. And they forget to think about how big their testimonies have been. They forget about how big God has been in their lives. And you should not make that mistake. So, to feed your faith, there are three things to do. The first thing is to take time to study the Word of God and meditate on the Word of God. The second thing is to listen to the testimonies of what God is doing in the life of other people. And remember that that same God is your God. He can do the same for you. And the third thing is to take a look at your own life and see what God has done for you previously. And remember that that same God is not dead. Amen. Let me ask, is there anybody there who can say, I can look into my life and see what God has done before in my life? Is there anybody there for whom God has done great things in their life previously? Let me see your hand up. If there's anybody there that you can say, yes, God has done great things in my life before, let me see your hand up. Amen. You know, that same God is still alive. And what he has done before, he can do again. Like he opened that door previously for you, he can open new doors again. So what are you afraid of? You have no need to panic. You have no need to be afraid. All you need to make sure of is that you are walking closely to God. Don't let anything come between you and God. So when you are frightened, just take time to think about the God that has helped you previously. And say, God, you are still there. I'm trusting you. Like you helped me before, I believe you are going to help me again. And then your faith will be strong to conquer new challenges. Hallelujah. Now let me give you the second way to develop your faith. I have told you one way of developing your faith. I said the first way to develop your faith is to feed your faith. And I have told you three ways to feed your faith. The second way that I want to tell you to develop your faith is this. By active involvement and commitment in the church. By active involvement and commitment in your church. Now, many people don't realize it, but if you want to grow, get involved in the church. Be actively involved in the church. As you get committed in the church, God is building your faith gradually. The reason a lot of believers are weak is because they are not actively involved in what is going on in the church. Some people have been Christians for a long time, but when it comes to the work of God in the church, they are not involved. They just pay visit to church every Sunday. They are not involved in what is going on in the church. And so God cannot build their faith the way he would have loved to do. I know exactly what I'm talking about because I am a testimony to that. When I gave my life to Christ, I got very committed in the things of God. I was in activity groups, getting involved in this, getting involved in that, getting involved in that. I didn't know God was building me as I was building his work. When you become a builder in the house, when you become a tool in the hand of God to do his work, God will be building you as you are building his work. Get involved in activity groups. Join the evangelism group. Join the prayer band. Find an activity group in church that you can function in that will help you to serve. As you serve in the house, God will be building your faith. You can hear all that there is to hear. But if you are not actively involved in the house of God, there is a dimension of faith that will not be cultivated in you. If you are not actively involved in what is going on in the church, it doesn't matter how much you are hearing, your faith will not grow beyond a certain level. There are some believers that when it is Bible study, when it is prayer meeting, sometimes even Sundays, they will sit back at home and be watching television. They say they are watching Christian programs on television. They do not realize that there is a dimension of faith that they will never cultivate except they get practically involved in the doing of the work of God in the church. So even if you are listening to a great man of God on television, wonderful, but that does not take the place of you being in your local church and joining an activity group to constantly serve the Lord. That is how God builds you up. That's how your faith develops to a higher dimension. But again and again, you see believers having all sorts of excuses. why they cannot get involved in church, why they cannot be in prayer band, why they cannot be in the evangelism team, why they cannot be in the choir, why they cannot do this, why they cannot do that. All they do is just pay visit to church, and they have been Christian for a long time. And they think that's okay. It is not okay. It is not okay, because there is a dimension of faith you will never develop until you get actively involved in the building of the house of God. When you are actively involved in church, you will have to solve problems. You will hear, oh, this is what is happening. You hear that brother is no longer coming to church. We need to pray for him. That sister is in problem. We need to pray for her. We need to visit this person. We need to do that. When you are doing all of that, what you don't realize is that God is building your faith and strengthening you. As you start to pray for somebody who is sick, you don't know that God is building your faith. As you stand to go and help somebody who is in problem, God is building your faith. And that's how God develops his children. But this kind of Christianity, where people don't get involved in the house of God, where they pay visit to church every Sunday, is not good enough. And that is why some people's faith is not growing. I still remember when I was in the university. I was so committed in the things of God. Sometimes in the evening, we go for Bible study. We will stay till 3 a.m. preparing the Word of God so we can teach God's people. And by 8 a.m., I have a lecture. So I was exercising myself, just serving in the house of God. I didn't know God was building me for something big ahead of me. I still remember sometimes we will go for an executive meeting from 8 p.m. I will stay all night discussing the business of the kingdom, how we can move God's kingdom forward all night. And yet in the morning, I have a lecture. I still remember one night, we went out to pray. In the evening, in the sports center of the university campus, it was an open place. We went to pray and it started to rain, heavy rain. But you see, I prayed so strong that night, I was sweating inside the rain. I completed my university and I was given a degree. But I didn't know that my life assignment was totally different. And God prepared me through my own commitment in the house of God. By God's grace, I am the head of this ministry. But you know, I didn't go to Bible school. God trained me in the process of involvement in his house. The practical training that I received through personal involvement in the things of God, Bible school cannot give it to you. I am not telling you this so that you can clap for me. No, I don't need that. I am saying this to you so that you will know that when you commit yourself to the things of God, when you get yourself committed in the house of God, God uses it to build your faith. He uses it to build your life. He uses it to strengthen you. He uses it to take you to the things that he has planned for your life. So do not just be satisfied with coming to church on Sunday alone. Find out the activity groups in church that you can get involved in and get involved. Create time for it. Create time for it. Go for evangelism. Join the evangelism team. Join the prayer band. Join the choir. Find something in the church. If there's nothing that you can do, go to the pastor and say, "Pastor, I want to get involved. Where can I serve the Lord in this church?" And get involved, because God uses it to build your own faith. He uses it to build your own life. Realize that the church is where God has put you. Settle down. Get involved. Find what you can do in the house of God. And don't look for the one that will not stretch you. No, get to a place where you can be exercised. Sometimes when people want to get involved in the work of God, they are looking for something that will not stretch them, something that will not touch their time, something that will not touch their money. No, that's not how to do it. Get in the place where you can be cultivated and you can be stretched so that you can grow and become bigger and stronger than you were. Amen. So I have given you two keys to developing your faith. The first one is to feed your faith. The second one is to get yourself actively involved and committed in your local church. These are very powerful ways of building your faith. I still have other keys to give you, but I'm going to stop here for now. By God's grace, next week we will complete the message.
Dear friend, we believe you've been richly blessed by the message you've just heard. To order additional copies of this message, please call us on 0208-539-0504. That is 0208-539-0504. Or you can visit our online store at www.livingwordlive.net for this and many other messages. Orders can also be sent in by email. Please address your email orders to messages@livingwordlive.net. That is messages@livingwordlive.net. If you have prayer requests or need counseling, you can reach the pastor on 0208-539-0504. You can also send in your prayer requests online via our website. Till we come your way again next time, stay blessed and keep marching on in victory from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, amen.